For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studio. The lead stories are: Wordle is now stuffed with ad tracking by the New York Times. Russia has a great deal for Europe on space flights. Amazon grocery business is having some serious growth issues. And it's been ruled an artificial intelligence program cannot submit things for copyright protection. I want to welcome you to episode 1587 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, February 21st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com, check out all the great content, get followers, subscribe to the show. Of course, we want you to get signed up for the newsletter. Newsletter links on the website as well. Check out all our partner shows linked at the top of the website as well. The new media show, the ProGear.Guru website. We've got the GNC Week in Review and, of course, the Gadget Professor. So definitely check all those out and follow along, follow the host, get subscribed to those shows. Of course, if you do want to reach out to me and drop me an email, it's real easy, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter as well, @geeknews. You can always join our chat room at geeknews.chat or on our Discord channel. It's available with the link in the show notes. This show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. We want you to save, and save again when you use my discount promo codes. And that $1.99 deal, they didn't cancel it, is still here. $1.99 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain. It can go away at any time. Or $2.99 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. We got a 30% off new product purchases discount code. Of course, if you're a brand new customer to GoDaddy, you can buy a new or transfer a domain in for $4.99. This is a one-time deal for new customers only. Of course, if you're a business owner, we've got a free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder. Your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. That's a one-month free trial. My listeners, you that are listening to me, listening to my voice, or watching me on video, you save an average of 94% on purchases of GoDaddy hosting account and an average of $3.50 on each GoDaddy domain name. These codes work. They save money. It's like making a donation to the show. When you pick up a product or service from GoDaddy, get it over there, get undone, use my promo codes at checkout, or just click on the link at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of the Geek News Central podcast. Thank you for your ongoing support, each and every one of you. Again, share my codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. Don't write it on the bathroom wall, but we do appreciate it when you put it on the community bulletin board. So hope everyone's doing good. Thanks for being here. Dan, hello. Thanks for saying hi on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, or Twitter, make sure you say hello and check in. And definitely appreciate it when you do. Well, last Thursday, we had storm warnings here. And I had a funeral visitation to go to for a family member, which ultimately I was not able to make because it went sideways in a hurry here. The weather got horrible. I mean, really, really bad. And we got like 6 to 10 inches of snow, water, ice. It was a mess. So yeah, I was all wrapped up here, ready to go to the funeral. And instead I went home. And so anyway, no show on Thursday. So that was what happened there. So one thing that did happen last week, we launched our new Blueberry Podcast Statistics platform. It was a big deal. And we've gotten quite a few accolades from podcasters already. Lots of feedback. We're making some small tweaks already. But if you are a podcaster and you're not on Blueberry, you need to be. Our stats now are just fantastic. The retention graph we added has gotten all kinds of attention. And it basically tracks, and not through any type of, you know, wizardry. It's purely log data where we look and see how long those of you that aren't followers subscribed actually click play for. And it's a pretty good metric. And then we have a couple other things we've introduced as well. But worked on projects this weekend. You know, I'm about burned out of winter. I really am. I'm ready for winter to go away and ready for it to start warming up like probably many of you. It was cool. Now it's not. So another month or so, I'm sure, of suffering through nasty weather. But anyway, you guys don't care. Hope you're all doing well. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being a part of the podcast family. If you're not an insider already, we definitely appreciate those of you that give the $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month or single donations at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Thank you for your ongoing support. Well, New York Times acquired Wordle. Well, they didn't change much, but boy, they stuffed it with ad tracking. Anywhere you go after you've been on the New York Times Wordle page, you are going to basically be tracked. And a lot of trafficking, a lot of tracking. And it's just amazing what they're doing here. And it's that way. It's epidemic everywhere. But they got to get their investment back somehow. So it's building profiles on you, seeing where you go, what you do, where you spend your money. And it's all being reported back to the New York Times. So be have your privacy stuff turned on when you go over there, all right? This is an interesting thing with considering what Russia is trying to do now in Ukraine, but Russia has responded to European astronauts saying, we'll give you independent spaceflight. Last week, European astronauts issued a call for the continent to develop its own independent means of launching humans into space. As part of their reasoning, the astronauts said that Europe should not depend on other countries or private companies for human access to space because there are no guarantees that our needs and values will be a priority for the transportation provider. Essentially, the astronauts feel the European human spaceflight program should not be subject to the whims of others. Power is the capability and the capacity to act only then. As a fully fledged global partners, will we have a seat at the decision-making table, they wrote. Well, of course, the Russian space program, Dmitry Rogozin, decided to offer a solution. He suggested that Europe should use the Soyuz and to get its astronauts into space. He said the rocket could launch from Europe's spaceports in French Guiana, much as another variant of the Soyuz rocket already does for cargo missions. But this all seems pretty preposterous, if you ask me. It makes a mockery of the independent access sought by European astronauts. It would require Russia to manufacture and deliver completed vehicles to Europeans. It's not clear why this guy thinks it's a more independent solution than what the European Space Agency could come up with. Also, he's making this suggestion at a time when Russia is on the verge of invading Ukraine. So do you think things don't get funny? So in their appeal for space access, European astronauts even cited energy dependence. Many European nations rely primarily on Russia for natural gas. As an example, not to follow with crew transportation. We'll be paying customers a position of weakness, repeating the mistakes of the past in other strategic domains, which left us independent on external players for our energy requirements, they wrote. So they're starting to find out that, if you turn off the lights, turn off electricity, turn off the gas to your home, it could be a big, big issue. So Ken is asking me in the chat, how do you feel about the protests in Canada? Well, my understanding is the protests in Canada are all over. I commented on a few Facebook things, basically thinking that personally, my opinion is that the premier over there has simply lost his mind. But that's my spin on it. I see stuff on TikTok and other places that show it was going on. And protest or protest. So, but I guess they've arrested a bunch of people and towed a bunch of trucks. So they had to use state powers to do it instead of talking to people. So again, is what it is. The thread I was on, they were very anti protesters. It was repeating some of the rhetoric that was being published on Canadian news agencies. And if you want the real truth on what's going on in the world, just go watch TikTok. But hey, what am I to know? It's, you know, we have protests here in America all the time. And they don't go towing trucks, that's for sure. Of course, I don't think we've had a protest quite like that. But yeah, who knows what would happen here. Let's talk about Amazon. Amazon's sprawling grocery business has become an expensive hobby with a cloudy future. As of mid-December, Amazon.com and Whole Foods accounted for a combined 2.4% of grocery market over the past 12 months. And apparently Amazon's grocery endeavors have cost billions of dollars over the past 15 years, but have yet to yield a coherent strategy, according to the folks over at CNBC.com. I have not shopped at a Whole Foods in... Well, there's not one in my area to shop to begin with. Even when I was living in Hawaii, it's probably been 4 or 5 years since I've been in a Whole Foods. But, they've got Prime Now, Fresh, Go, and others, an effort to become a giant in the U.S. grocery market. It spent $13.7 billion to acquire Whole Foods, and it's still a niche player at 2.4%. So Walmart is at 18, Kroger's 8.8, Costco 6.4, Albertsons 4.7, a Hold DLIs is 4.3, Publix is 3.7, Samsung 3.6, Target 2.4, Aldi's at 2.3, HEB 1.9, Dollar General at 1.5, wow, Amazon at 1.3%, Whole Foods at 1.1, Trader Joe's at 1, Dollar Tree at 0.8, that's crazy. Dollar General does more business than Amazon.com and Whole Foods. That's just, I don't shop food at Walmart. I shop at Meijer's. And the only thing I buy at Walmart now is their water. The Sam's water, that's the only thing I buy there for a grocery standpoint. I hate giving them money. I really, really do. But if you shop at Whole Foods, I'm sure you're happy. You like spending your money over there. That's good. It's okay. No problem with it. The U.S. Copyright Office says an AI cannot copyright its art. It's rejected a request to let an AI copyright an art of work. Last week, a three-person board reviewed a 2019 ruling against Stephen Thaler, who tried to copyright a picture on behalf of an algorithm he dubbed Creative Machine. The board found that Thaler's AI-created image didn't include an element of human authorship, a necessary standard, it said, for protection. Now, this is good news. So, the board's decision calls the nexus between the human mind and creative expression a vital element of copyright. As it notes, copyright law doesn't directly outline rules for non-humans, but courts have taken a dim view of claims that animals or divine beings can take advantage of copyright. A 1997 decision that says that a book of supposed divine revelations, for instance, could be protected if there was, again, supposedly an element of human arrangement and curation. More recently, a court found that a monkey couldn't sue for copyright infringement. The courts have been consistent in finding that non-human expression is ineligible for copyright protection. Beautiful. That's very, very good. So, that's where that's that. The IRS has added options that let taxpayers skip facial recognition. After facing backlash, the agents will let people verify their identity during a live virtual interview. That's interesting. They can sign up with the agency without the use of any biometric data, including facial recognition. The move comes after backlash. The taxpayers will still need to use ID.me to register for an online IRS account. Instead of uploading a video selfie as part of the registration process, people will have the option to verify their identity during a live virtual interview with the ID.me agent, according to the IRS. The interview option doesn't use facial recognition and no biometric data is required. The interview verification option takes about 10 minutes, plus wait time to speak to the next available agent. People need to show some documents to answer a few questions to verify their identity. People can still use biometric verification through ID.me's self-assistance tool. IRS announced in November that everyone wants to use IRS, including viewing and making payments online, updating its mailing address. We need to register through ID.me. Older IRS accounts are expected to be forced to transition by the summer of 2022. So lovely, lovely move here. Moving on, Disney Plus, every TV show and movie coming in March 2022 is in the show notes tonight. You can get that as well as Hulu. All the TV shows and movies coming in March as well. Two articles for that. So definitely the link will be in show notes. Rumors are saying the new Macs to launch in March with a more coming later this year. The entry-level MacBook Pro and Mac Mini may be first to get an upgrade. So that's interesting news. There's speculation that we could see an update to entry-level MacBook Pro and Mac Mini first, followed by more Macs in May or June. In terms of new Mac models for 2022, Apple's expected to be a Mac Mini with an M1 Pro chip, a larger iMac Pro with an M1 Pro and M1 Max chips, a Mac Pro with Apple Silicon, as well as a 13-inch MacBook Pro, Mac Mini, a 24-inch iMac, and a redesigned MacBook Air, all rumored with M2 chips. So I'm sure Apple Silicon will continue to debut. Apple's foldable iPhone is reportedly delayed until 2025. So this is a moving target. Early rumors suggest the device would arrive in 2021 before pinning the launch to 2023. So a few more years. I don't think anyone's going to miss it. Meanwhile, Elon Musk wants to dig holes. Elon Musk Boring Company is planning to build a tunneling test site in Texas. So the Boring Company wants to dig as many tunnels as necessary to test its equipment per a document that they cited here. The site will have 10 one-bedroom homes for staff, office trailers, and port-a-loos, documents showed. He's planning to build a research development test site in Texas for its tunneling project. The company applied in May for a permit to test a test site in Bastrop County. They want to dig test holes between 300 and 600 feet long. So interesting. Now, news of the test site plans came after North Miami Beach Commissioner Michael Joseph told Insider the Boring Company submitted plans to build a 6.2-mile tunnel transit system in the city. And that article was over on Business Insider. We don't have any details on that, but he wants to test digging holes. Well, end of 3G service. AT&T will shut down its 3G network February 22nd. How will it affect you? Well, if you have like a CPAP machine or something like that, it's tied to AT&T, you might not be able to get stuff uploaded anymore because some of those use 3G service to do that. The impact of 3G retirement goes beyond older phone. The wireless networks for countless devices such as ebook readers, vehicle SOS services, home alarms, medical alert devices, and more. And so anyway, 3G is on its way out. GM is seeking U.S. approval to deploy self-driving car without a steering wheel. The NHTSA to review safety of driverless Cruise Origin before possible 2023 deployment. And they want to put the driverless Cruise Origin into commercial service, saying the car is zero emissions, shared electric vehicle that has been purposely designed from the ground up to operate without a human driver. This means it does not rely on certain human-centered features. Cruise said in a petition filed together, parent company GM demonstrates how The origin achieves safety objectives of existing standards to help enable future AV regulations. So this is a temporary exception. Cruz argued that driverless taxi service using Origin will benefit people who cannot drive or don't want or who don't have easy access to transportation. And they're taking signups in San Francisco. So we'll see here where this goes. But yeah, completely, I want a steering wheel. No matter what, there needs to be one in there, right? Apple's still having a standoff with Dutch antitrust authorities over dating apps. So another 5 million euros, up, now they're up to 25 million, and nothing new has been proposed by Apple. Do you think they'll pay? SpaceX had a launch today, and they've inserted Starlink's 42 satellites into a higher orbit. This is a Group 4-8 mission. Basically, they're putting it in the Group 4 area. This is up higher. Of course, Group 4-7 launch, they lost 37 of the 49 satellites. So this one, they went insertion much, much higher. They went to 325 kilometers on this mission versus 210. And this booster that took them to orbit was flying its, for its 11th time. And the no-shells were flying for the third time. So the turnaround was about 50 days on this one. Oh, no, excuse me, 38.97 days was the turnaround time to have this this booster ready to go again. But they're working on Shell 4, 260 satellites in Shell 4, 1,538 Shell 1, Shell 2 has 51, Shell 3 has 3, Shell 5 has 0. So they hope to get Shell 4 done this year. President Trump's Truth Social has debuted in Apple's App Store, hits number one in the top chart. Some people, though, who download the social media app received an error message when they tried to create an account. Others were placed on a wait list. So apparently wasn't quite ready. People download that report seeing error message when they tried entering a birthday, email, or phone number to create an account. Others report they were placed on a wait list after signing up due to massive demand. We place you on our wait list. Read the message, which included a wait list number. People pre-ordered Truth Social, had the app automatically downloaded their iPhones. So he plans to come back to social media after being booted off Facebook and Twitter. So we'll see where this moves. Truth Social looks similar to Twitter. It's also another example of alternative social media app like Parler, Getter, and Rumble that people are using. So we'll see what happens here. So apparently, they didn't have enough ponies ready to support this thing. Tesla's been investigated over phantom braking program problems, according to the BBC. Oh, the U.S. government is also investigating reports of Tesla cars braking unexpectedly. The so-called phantom braking problem is being looked at by U.S. regulators. It received 354 complaints the past 9 months. And his investigation will cover approximately 416,000 Tesla Model 3s and Ys. 2021-22 drivers say the issue occurs during the autopilot driver assistance program. So, So we'll see where this leads. But braking when it's not supposed to is not a good sign. Here's a public service announcement. Amazon Prime will get more expensive for new subscribers starting tomorrow. You've got time today, $20 annual membership is up. I'm sorry. I was on an older article. So it's already been raised. So $139 is the new price for Amazon Prime. I thought I was going to give you a few of you a jump if you weren't already Prime members. Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin, has thousands of people in the auction process for a ticket to space and needs to build more rockets to meet demand. Wow. That's impressive that they've got that many people. They haven't revealed the price for its space flights, but the winning bid for a seat on the company's first crewed mission came in at $28 million. And they say they have very robust demand. So a lot of people want to go. People are in the auction to try to go. People with a lot more money than me, that is for sure. Also, it's been updated. Spotify, instead of paying Joe Rogan $100 million, paid him $200 million for a three-year deal. That's double what was initially reported. So for a three-year deal, that's some pretty good shmolies. The FDA has cleared its first smartphone app for insulin delivery. The X2 insulin pump, users can use the app to program the doses rather than the pump itself. So that's new. It's called the Tandem Diabetes Care. It's cleared a smartphone app from Tandem Diabetes Care to program insulin delivery for its t:slim X2 insulin pump. It's the first phone app for both iOS and Android to be able to deliver insulin. Previously, delivery had to be handled through the pump itself. With this update, pump users will be able to program or cancel doses of insulin, which are taken at mealtimes, are critical in keeping people's blood glucose levels under control. Giving a meal bolus is now the most common reason for persons to interact with their pump. The change could be a big improvement. People prefer not to have pumps out in public settings or attach them to undergarments like bras. Tandem's Diabetes is the leading diabetic device company in California. So I just want blood sugar readings through my phone. That's what I want. A Baby Shark movie is on the way. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You guys remember the Baby Shark, right? Baby Shark film will come to Paramount Plus more than 6 years after the song become a viral, a viral hit. So, boy, I know some, that Baby Shark thing is just... It's like Teletubbies back in the old days, right? Of course, I think some of you have kids that still watch Teletubbies. Amazon workers in Alabama vote again on joining the union. More than 6,000 workers are eligible to vote to join the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. Workers have until March 25th to vote, and results will be counted at the end of the March. Two other Amazon warehouses in Staten Island are also preparing to hold elections. So we'll see where this one goes. Rebuffing the cable lobby, and we talked a little bit about this, is the FCC has banned deals that block competition apartments. That was voted on and closed. The comment period is over. So if you live in an apartment complex and you only have one choice of provider, you can now go out and solicit a different provider. It's now been banned. And finally, tonight on Geek News Central, Google introduces the Privacy Sandbox. It's an article that was written by Jen Thorpe. And this is interesting. Today, we're announcing a multi-year initiative to build a privacy sandbox on Android with the goal of introducing new, more private advertising solutions. Specifically, these solutions will limit sharing of user data with third parties and operate without a cross-app identifier, including advertising ID. We're also exploring technology that reduces the potential for covert data collection, including safer ways to integrate with the advertising SDKs. So... They're going to try to implement some privacy stuff here. Now, it's possible because Google is following after Apple has introduced its app tracking transparency feature, which allows Apple users to diminish the amount of data apps can collect. The Wall Street Journal reports that Apple changes have already upended the digital ad industry and contributed to a wipeout of more than $300 billion from Meta's market value. So we'll see what happens with Google. And this could be another impact to Facebook. And to be honest with you, I don't care if Facebook is impacted at all. So, all these phones need to do better to, protect our privacy more. I think I did have an email that come in. Pretty short show today. Again, it's a holiday for some. I work today. I got an email from Bob. He said, what kind of tablets? Hey, Todd, you had asked what kind of tablets we were using your last podcast. Since we live in a Google environment with over 650 Chromebooks, we decided to use the Chrome tablets since they work with all our administrative tools. So Bob from Dover sent that over. Appreciate that, Bob, very much for letting me know. And how is your experience? How is your experience on a Chrome tablet? Do you like it? I'd love to hear those of you that do use Chrome tablets, what your experience is. So yeah, crazy short show today, but again, holiday, a lot of people are off. I called out to get a reservation change with Marriott and she's, oh, today's a holiday. No one's at work. And I'm like, really? So I guess I guess not all companies recognize President's Day, but there it be. All right. So if you have a comment about today's show, it's very, very, very simple. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, @geeknews on Twitter. It's been my pleasure to bring you a show. Everyone, take care. Thank you for being here. We'll be back with you on Thursday. I don't think there's going to be any weather or any more funeral stuff we have to deal with for another show. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.